Good afternoon, audio boomers. I hope you're all faring well and having a terrific Tuesday. I am unfortunately snowbound, and I can't say I'm happy about it. Mother Nature, honestly, I take this as a personal affront. I really do. It's only the middle of November, for Pete's sake. It's far too early for this kind of weather. I mean, honestly, if it were January, it would make sense. But it's not. We have had, for this time of year, anyway, a massive accumulation of snow. It started on Sunday, but at least on Sunday the temperature was warm enough that the snow didn't stay at first. But then it went into yesterday, and then into today, and now the winds are gusting at 70 kilometers per hour, I kid you not. The temperature is minus 8, but with the wind chill, it feels more like minus 18. So I was supposed to go out today to the drugstore to pick up a few items, or the chemist's, as you folks from the UK would say. One of which was a cell phone card. Because, yes, I am still a dinosaur, and I'm using a prepaid cell phone. But I have a really hard time crossing streets when it's super windy because, A, I can't hear the traffic very well, especially at intersections where there are no traffic lights, and B, the wind tends to push me around and make me veer a little bit. So, I don't usually do this, but I fell back upon my mum's good graces today. I rang her up and I explained the weather situation, and she said, you know what, I totally understand, that's no problem. She said she had to go to the dentist anyway, and she'd probably pass a store where she could get a cell phone card, so she'll do that and then call me tonight and read me the PIN number. If I don't get one in the next couple of days, then my account will be deactivated, so I really need to get that taken care of. So that's very kind of her to do that for me. Sorry, folks, I just have to check my lunchification situation. Okay. I'm making garlic pork bites and chips because I'm really hungry. Normally I would have something a little lighter than that, but I think we're almost done, but I just wanted to put it back in for another couple minutes because it wasn't quite cooked to my satisfaction. Anyhow, we are supposed to get even more snow tomorrow. It's really funny because, my friend Kim has a friend here, visiting from the UK, and, we didn't expect to, of course, be encountering all this horrendous weather at this time of year. So, I said to him yesterday when I was there, well, now you can experience what Canada really can throw at you. Although I said it would be far worse in January when oftentimes the temperature falls to minus 20 or thereabouts. Anyhow, I had a really nice past couple of days, so I thought that I would post a wee boo about that and let you all know what's been taking place in my life. Sunday was just a phenomenal day. It really was. First of all, there's a new soloist at my church who is an absolutely incredible singer. She's a professional opera singer. And I don't like to sound disloyal because I really liked the other one that we had as well. And this new one is replacing a lady who unfortunately is not doing well, very well at the moment and is recovering from surgery. So, you know, I don't want to say anything, cast any aspersions on this other lady's character, but the new soloist, because I guess because she's a professional singer, her talents are very obvious. So I really, really enjoyed hearing her sing. I tried to record it, but I'm having some issues with this silly little Olympus. Yes, you. That's you. Are you listening? And unfortunately, a lot of my recordings that I made on Sunday did not turn out as I had hoped they would. I'll do another boo about that later, because it's a long story. And, I don't want to run out of time here. Oh, I think my toaster oven is telling me that I need to turn that off. Okay. Anyhow, so that was a lovely experience. And then after church, two friends of mine and I went... Oh, yes, I'd say we are done. We have major sizzlage here. Lovely. I'm gonna let that cool down before I take it out. Two friends and I went to high tea at this really nice little tea room. It was proper English afternoon tea. So we had an assortment of finger sandwiches and crudité and meringues. Oh my, who is calling me? They can go and sod off. I am serious. This number calls me all the time. And it's a credit card management services thing. And I do not even have a credit card. So, seriously. Yes, yes, yes. But anyhow, the best part of afternoon tea, other than the tea itself, which was truly lovely, was the fresh-baked scones and Devonshire cream and blackcurrant jam. Oh, so good. The height of decadence. The tea we had was really nice. One lady had Buckingham Palace garden party tea, which is Earl Grey combined with jasmine. But my other friend and I wanted black currant, so we shared a pot of that, and I'd never had it before, but I'm so glad I did, because I think it's my favorite kind of tea now. Oh, so the whole experience was very pleasant indeed. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a wait, because on Sunday afternoons, when this place serves high tea, it's very popular and very busy, but, it was well worth the wait. Then, after that, I was not too far from where Kim lives, so I got dropped off there, and I spent a lovely time with Kim and Dwight, who's a very fun guy. So we chatted and listened to music and enjoyed some liquid refreshment. They had beer, and I had a peach wine cooler. And then we went out for dinner that night, so I got two meals out in one day, which is an extremely rare occasion. A friend of mine had wanted to get together because she's departing for Germany on Friday, and I don't know how long I'll she'll be away for, so I don't know how long it'll be until I can see her again. But I told her, you know, I'm really sorry, I'm visiting Kim and Dwight at the moment, but if you'd like to get together with them, then perhaps we could go for dinner or coffee somewhere. So she was amenable to that, and we all trooped off to this really nice Southwest Bar and Grill that, again, is another very popular establishment. So we had quite a wait for a table. But the food is so good that, again, it was worth the wait. I had a Cajun chicken Caesar wrap, which I almost always get when I go there, just because it's so good. I think the best wrap I've ever had anywhere. and actually, Dwight had the same thing, because generally that's something that one can't get in the UK. And I think my friend Eileen had a brisket cheddar melt, which sounded good as well, actually. And then Kim had a blue cheese and mushroom burger, I think. Anyhow, so all their stuff sounded good too.